Hello, everybody. It's Paul Hopkins Guard Podcasting and
Claire Randall.
And it's I don't know,
it's
what is it?
Dog Eve.
It's Dog Eve.
Guy Dog Eve.
Guy Dog Eve. Guy Dog Eve for me.
It was the night before Guy Dog.
And so I'm kind of a bit excited and a bit nervous and a bit intrepid and a bit all sorts, really. Tomorrow, which will be, what, the 21st of October 2013, I will be starting my guide doggy training with a guide dog called Usher, who is black. There is an irony there.
Does he sing?
He does.
Does he?
He's going to have bling on and everything.
Awesome.
He's going to be a well-called dog. So, yeah, Usher the dog. We couldn't find a song that Usher had done about dogs. We found one about Boo. We did something about Boo, which would be appropriate for dear Boo. So this is Wonder Dog. And what is it called? Rough Mix.
I've no idea. I take no credit for the obtainment of this track.
And it was out in 1982, everybody. If you remember this and you're as old as I am, well, then you should feel a little bit old. It's 31 years ago.
I was just a baby then. I was only 8.
31 years ago. And I remember it was like Tony Blackburn. Oh, maybe it's on. Not off, mate. It's hold that for a minute, so I'm going to turn this down. But, do you want to hold the mic there?
Yeah.
Hold that. That's it. So, yeah, so Tony Blackburn, it was in the charts, got about number 31, didn't it, or something?
31, according to Wikipedia, yeah.
And then there was a B-side called On the Farm, and that's like a massive rock thing going on.
You can't get them anywhere, iTunes and all them, so I had to go and obtain them from sources unnamed.
Yeah. So okay, while you're talking, I'm going to put in the On the Farm one, and people can hear that afterwards. So the reason I'm doing this is because obviously it's Usher Guide Doggy Eve, and it's the first time I've ever had a dog. I'm 45
soon
years old.
To be.
And I've never
it's
had
your birthday soon.
Yeah, it is. And I've never had a guide dog in my life before. And a lot of people who know me would say, well, you know, you're quite independent, you can see well. I can't see well, that's the truth. Especially in the night sight is rubbish. And half the time, stuff I can see, I'm not really seeing what I think I'm seeing. And
the first time we walked out of my house at night, I had underestimated your lack of night sight, didn't I?
Totally. And yet you were quite sort of, do you really need a guide dog, weren't you, and stuff? Mm. So so that's what I'm doing. I'm actually, we've gone through the application. Well, I've gone through the application process 9 months ago. Started in November last year. So actually it's gone for me 12 months ago, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah, of course it is. So November last year, so it has taken nearly a year, and they came up with a potential match to my work at the beginning of this month, and then said, you know what, if he is a match, then we'll need you to start classes on the 21st, and that was like literally a couple of weeks ago, wasn't it? And I was thinking, oh my life. So yeah, we're here, and suddenly it's all happening, and he's coming tomorrow to be placed and to be settled in. And I want to know from a guide dog owner of how many years, Claire?
96, I got my first dog.
So 17 years. What sort of things are... We've been talking about this quite a lot, and I've gone from being really nervous to being excited to being... And, you know, I want this dog to be able to work, obviously, and do the things that I need him to do. But you were telling me, and we thought we'd just do a little thing, because he's going to have his own blog and that, isn't he? So he's got a Facebook page, which I'll tell you about as we go along. That will become apparent soon when I get some photos and stuff. He's also, we're going to have a little camera, because it'd be quite nice to get some sort of dog cam stuff, and especially when I'm training. A lot of people don't know what it all entails and stuff, so it'd be good to do that. And it's something that's like a live thing for me, so it's a way of keeping a diary. But just while I'm sort of quiet, just tell us a bit about what sort of things that may happen. Because we don't know, you know, it's different elements of God have perhaps do it slightly different ways. But
yeah, it is. It is very much because when I got my first dog, I went to Leamington and did residential training. And so then what they would do is they would come and bring your dog to come and actually, you would go to the training centre, and then you would sit in your room, and they would bring the dog, and they dropped it off, and then you had to spend sort of an hour with it while they went away, and you kind of got to know it each other in theory. And in theory, you know, you would sit on your bed, and they'd say to you, oh no, don't approach the dog, it will approach you when it's ready, kind of thing.
But would you have had the match before then?
Yeah, I had a match about a month before,
So this was when you were going to Leamington.
This was
back in the days when they used to do it all from the centre.
That's right. So she rang me and she said, I've got this nice little dog and she looks like she's like a good match and I'd like to bring her to see you. So they brought her around, went for a little walk.
Yeah,
and she was quite a good match, and she was a little yellow Labrador. And then they said to me that this is when the class is going to be, and then you know, you've got all the written confirmation. I had to go and get permission from my boss then to go and do training. And then we went to the centre, and we were there for a day before we actually even got the dog. We had to do all this familiarisation stuff. So obviously that's vastly different to what you're going to be, because
I'm doing domiciliary, aren't I? So I thought I'd be going to some hotel with other people and stuff, but I'm actually not. So the lady's doing one between... So she's going to be with me part of the day.
And I got
in Birmingham, and then another guy in Worcester, which is about 30 miles away.
Yeah, I mean my second and my third dogs. I'm on my third dog now. We're both domiciliary, and those were slightly different. The interesting, and I am going to tell this story, because when I got my first dog, they dropped the dogs off, and You basically sit with the dog in your room and you get to know it, and it may approach you and you can talk to it and stuff. And obviously they're quite bonded to their trainers. Now, there was a guy on my course, his name was Lawrence, and I can't remember his surname, but if anyone knows, he was a physiotherapist. Anyway, his name was Lawrence, and he had a dog called Otis. And Otis was a golden retriever.
Was he from Reading?
I don't know. But he was a golden retriever. And when the trainer dropped him off in Lawrence's room, Otis howled inconsolably for the whole duration of the hour.
Now that worries me.
But bearing in mind that those were at training centres and stuff. Now, my second dog and my third dog were both domiciliary, and they were dropped off and basically in a house setting, which is entirely different. And, you know, for the beginning, I kind of kept them on a lead for a little bit, and then they kind of came out. Now, my second dog, Tizzy, escaped within about an hour of me having... received him and went hurtling across the road to bark at the dog through the gate of the people across the road, which should have been a sign really of things to come, but it's very much a kind of a learning process. They give you this dog and they kind of say, you know, get to know it, and it's a dog really, you know, and you can give it a fuss and you'll get to feed it. And again, that's a lot different to when you get your first dog. When I got my first dog, and it was residential, because it was all done by kennel staff, you know, they would feed them until you'd been given the feeding talk on how to feed your dog and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Whereas now, you know, if it's domiciliary, they just drop the dog off.
Well, she's going to be telling me all this before she goes. So,
well, she will.
I'm just worried that she's going to say, right, here's the dog. You know, that, like, here's his food. Here's a bit of a bowl. Here's his basket. Speak to him for a bit and we'll see you tomorrow. I mean, it's pretty much, I don't know.
No, she'll probably do some obedience with you and stuff like that. So
I have to be obedient.
No, I
guess I do, yeah.
Well, you're learning, darling.
So obviously I've bought some toys, haven't I? I bought one of the like little rubber, those traditional things you see with a dog, you know, it's like a double loop thing where you like, there's, I don't know what you call it, there's like, it's like a figure of eight, but just a weird shape figure of eight. And you've got a loop each you can pull. And I bought a rope thing with it that's coiled up with a tennis ball on one end. So we'll have the tennis ball end, and then I'll have the
end. It's not a throw tennis ball. It's not. No, it's attached. For those who are vehemently anti dogs having balls, it's not attached. It's not a ball that it can swallow.
Oh
no, well, it won't have any of them.
You get neutered, don't
they? They do, yeah. It'll be long.
It's not so attached to them then anymore. Poor thing.
I would just like to say I had no inkling in.
I couldn't resist. I'm sorry. It was that Jasper Carrot sketch, but that's for another day. So he's got a tennis ball thing.
A Furminator.
The Furminator is awesome. I'm going to be telling you all about this on Usher's page, because Usher will have his page, and of course he'll be speaking from his own point of view. He won't have any, you know, I can't speak on his behalf.
Can I distance myself at this point?
No, you can read Usher's page too. So yeah, Usher has a page. It is actually, I think it's going to be www.facebook.com/ Usher's Paws. Usher's Paws for Thought. So it's Usher's, U-S-H-E-R-S, P-A-W-S, number four, and thought. Then Thought. Because he's got four paws, you see.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. But that's a groaner. Hopefully he won't be groaning when he sees it. So, yeah, no, so is there anything... I mean, obviously, so he'll come in. I've got to think of getting food routines and, like, I mean, if she's only with me for... Yeah, so there'll only be so many hours before she comes back again, I suppose. But I'll be worried if I've got, like, you know, a whole lot, more or less a day with him, because obviously she might come back in the afternoon or whatever.
Well, what you need to do is...
if I do, I guess it's just one of them, fine. Isn't it?
Yeah, and he'll be all right. He's used to it, you know? He's used to being in... kind of,
well, he's been adaptable. Yeah, all the puppy walking and all that business and that, so and obviously I'll find out about him as I go along, won't I, like when his birthday is and all that sort of business, and when he's when he was born and where he was.
Do I have to buy him birthday presents?
Raised. Well, you buy yours birthday present.
I do not.
You do. So and so I've got a ball thing, that thing I told you about. I've got that rubber thing, and then I've got some disinfectant for the run. I've got, so, you know, some pet care one. And I've got, what else did I buy? Or what did you buy? You bought loads of stuff for me. Bathroom stuff, cleaning stuff.
Products.
Just because I'm in a house.
Oh, and do you know what I bought, which I haven't encountered before? In fact, I encountered this. It's like a little roller and it's like sticky.
Yeah.
And for those who, and I can't remember what it's called, and I will look it up. And you can post it on the page if you want.
Yeah, I will.
But it's like a roller and it's got a handle on one side. And then you take the cover off and then you roll it onto like clothes and things, and if they're covered in dog hair, then they stick to it, and then once it's cut, it's full, you just peel the layer off, and then there's another layer of sticky stuff underneath. It's an awesome idea.
It is,
especially for people who work or people who go out like to meetings and stuff and don't particularly want people covered in their dog hair.
And I guess if you're VR, it's remembering where the dog rubbed against you in order to know roughly where the hair might be, isn't it? I guess it's one of them, because you wouldn't necessarily feel it, would you, all the time? Depends on what dog it is. I think mine's quite a short coat. I didn't have that much time with him, but it was really funny. It wasn't funny, but he was all kind of cute, and I sort of fussed him and stuff before I went on the walk, and he was really good. I mean, I don't know for 100% sure. She said, how do you feel about it? And I said, my gut feeling is he's a good match. And she said that she thought it was too. And she had a colleague with her that also agreed. And she said, no, it looks really, really good. And she goes, you can see on paper sometimes that dogs might be a good match, but when you actually see it in practice. And to be fair, everybody I see that's got guide dogs, in the vast majority of cases, they look like good matches. And I know that's partly about working with the dog, isn't it, and stuff. But you think, yeah, they got that right. When I was in, I'd come down from my office to meet him and stuff, went on a walk, and then my team were looking out the window having a good old look, and they said, one of them said, oh, you know, when you went, he looked decidedly bereft. I love the way he put it. It's that being tempted not to humanise dogs too much, but I think we all do it, don't we?
You speak for yourself.
You do.
I do not.
You do.
I do not.
Okay. All I can say to you is Tizzy.
Yeah.
Bonnie.
What about them?
What about Bonnie? Problem. You love Bonnie.
I did. She was my baby.
Perfect. Yeah, yeah.
She was like my firstborn. Shh, don't tell Nathan. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Bonnie. So there you go. So it's very, very cool. And I will tell the whole story, but basically I started off a year ago. I went, I think the guy's name is Andy Guile. I don't know how you spell that. Andy Guile. And he was with a dog called Delphi. He was like a demonstration dog. And he goes round to different exhibitions like Sight Village and all that. And I think he might have retired now. Someone said he's retired. And he took me round with Delphi and did a few things. Did a lot, actually. We did steps, went in lifts. This is all on my audio booth way back when. So looking sort of last year, last November. November the 6th, something like that. And you'll see that. And it was absolutely brilliant. And I never looked back. I just thought something's changed. And something clicked in my head. And I was never really that worried about having got a dog before. Couldn't make a decision. It was my team really at work that sort of who helped organise Sight Village, and they were speaking to guide dogs and said, oh, our colleague Paul just needs to decide and maybe he can have a little demo with Delphi. And they said, yeah, sure, which is exactly what he was there to do and to help you decide. And it did. And that's where we are. So there we go. So we'll keep you updated. I'll do some kind of hashtag with this so that... you know, just ignore it if you don't want to hear about me and my guide dog in trepidations and forward and all that business, then that's fine. you don't need to. You can ignore it. But if you enjoy such a thing, then stay tuned and comment, etc., etc. Anything else to say before we have a little woof?
No, just good luck.
Good luck.
And come back soon.
Oh, yeah. Because we don't even know how long I've got to be away for anything yet, do we? All right, then. So, anyway, thanks everyone for listening. And I'll speak to you tomorrow where we will introduce, or I will introduce, as I say. Bye-bye.